So weddings are usually big parties, big events, happy events. Weddings bring people together. In our gospel reading today, Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven like a wedding party, a big party, a happy event that brings people together. The promises made in marriage are used in the Bible to point to our relationship as Christians with Jesus Christ. Scripture says that the church, Christians like you and me, are married to Jesus. Jesus is faithful to us. God's promises are yes in Jesus. He vows to be with us. And the Lord wants us to be faithful to him, to be loving and trustworthy to Jesus.
在教会里面，我哋成为基督徒，就即系话我哋同耶稣结咗婚。耶稣对我哋信实，所有嘅应许喺耶稣里面都系肯定嘅。上帝希望我哋对佢忠心，对耶稣充满爱心同埋信靠。
The Bible also describes our life in heaven in the future as a big wedding party. As scripture teaches, the marriages that we make in this life between husband and wife are for this life, to be faithful unto death. When we die in Christ and in faith, we will join the heavenly marriage party, the feast or the party that has no end, scripture says. And our marriages in this life are meant to get us ready for the big marriage party in heaven with Jesus.
圣经描述咗我哋将来嘅天堂世界生活，好似结婚咁嘅宴会。圣经教导我哋男女结为夫妇，要忠心至死喺今世里边。如果我哋今世死喺耶稣基督里面，咁我哋就会 参加天上嘅婚宴聚会，同埋冇尽头嘅盛宴。我哋今日嘅婚姻，让我哋喺天上与耶稣嘅婚姻聚会做好准备。All
of this helps explain what Jesus is talking about in our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 22. Jesus is himself getting ready to go back to heaven, to return to God. Our gospel reading occurs during the last week of Jesus' earthly ministry, right before his own death, resurrection, and ascension. And during his last week with his disciples before his return to God the Father, Jesus tells a story about what the kingdom of heaven is like. A story or parable about a wedding party. Jesus tells the wedding story, the wedding story of being married or joined together in faith, in love with Jesus.
我们今天在马太福音22章所讲的内容，耶稣自己准备好回到天堂父神的右边，有永远的福乐。 我哋今日嘅福音喺耶稣喺地上侍奉嘅最后一周，就系佢死同埋复活之前，喺耶稣回归向神之前嘅最后一周，耶稣讲咗一啲故事同埋比喻，关于天国系点样样。耶稣讲述咗 婚礼嘅故事系信心同埋爱与耶稣结合在一起。
Jesus says in our gospel reading today that the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast or party for his son. Well, the king is God the Father, or scripture says King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The son in the story, well, That's God's son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣说,天国好比一个君王为他儿子摆设,娶妻的儿子。君王是父神,是万王之王,是圣经所预称的,是万主之主,故事中的儿子,是耶稣,神的儿子。
Servants are sent by God or the king to call and bring to the wedding party everyone who's invited. And God the Father invites everyone to this big party, the wedding party of his son.
仆人被派去召集,并且把每个人被邀请的人带到婚宴会上,父神邀请大家参加他儿子的婚礼。
Those invited in the story don't come to the wedding party. Or as John puts it in his gospel, the word of God, Jesus, is sent to this world, but the world does not know him or recognize him. So God the Father sends other servants to look for others, to invite others, to say, oh, look at the party, look at the food, it's party time, come and be invited. Still more excuses. People have stuff to do, business to make, money to earn, family to take care of. No one wants to be bothered for the time to change their schedules.
有些人没来参加婚宴,就算是邀请了他来,他都没来。就好像约翰福音耶稣这么说,他在世界上也是藉着他做的,世界却不认识他。父神,君王再次差遣他的仆人,去告诉人知食物已经准备好了,宴会时间到了。 那些人不想参加,就会多多藉口,又要做生意,赚钱,照顾家人。他们就是不想改变他们的日常计划的安排。It
gets so bad in the story that some of the servants in that parable are killed by those invited. And that might sound extreme, but as Jesus teaches in Matthew, when we hate someone else in our hearts and ignore them in anger and spite, we murder them. We actually kill them in our hearts.
事情变得很不妥当。故事讲到的仆人是被那些被邀请的人来参加宴会人,拿着那些仆人,凌辱他们,把他们杀死。
So now in the story, the king is angry. He destroys the murderers. He burns down the city. There's judgments. The king says that the wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. And the king now sends servants again to invite the unworthy, the bad and the good. Go invite all you find, the king instructs his servants. And the wedding hall is filled with guests.
君王就大怒,发兵除灭那些杀人的凶手,毁灭他们的城,于是对仆人说,喜酒已经准备好,只是招了那些不匹配的人来,所以你们要去交叉路口上面,凡是见到的都请他来赴席。 那些牧人就出去,到大路口上,凡遇见到的,不论好丑,招来就是了,筵席就坐满了很多人。Weddings
usually, right, they require lots of planning and money, and more planning and more money. Yet, isn't it true that often the most meaningful part of weddings are the promises made by the couple? It's a feeling of happiness, of being together with family and friends for the marriage. The beauty of weddings is often not found in the money or the planning, but in the love received and the love given together.
婚礼通常要需要计划同埋筹备金钱，仲要预备多啲。不过婚姻最重要嘅部分唔系话两公婆嘅承诺，而系话与家人同埋朋友一起感受幸福嘅气氛。婚姻嘅美丽系唔系注重于金钱或者大牌大窗。祈祷咁样，而系注重于接受嘅爱同埋给予爱，共同享受呢个爱。
The Bible uses the marriage image to describe our relationship as Christians with Jesus. God our Father plans for our salvation, just like planning a wedding. God our Father spends His grace and His favor lavishly on us.Before the foundation of the world, Scripture says, our relationship with Jesus is planned. There the love is revealed by God, the love we give to God and to others.
聖經使婚姻嘅形象描述咗出嚟，我哋作为基督徒与耶稣嘅关系，我哋嘅父神计划好我哋嘅救恩，并且将佢嘅恩典同埋因为慷慨咁花喺我哋嘅身上。喺创世纪之前，神计划让我哋与耶稣基督佢嘅儿子，我哋嘅救主在地上和天上结合在一起。
God our Father knows that the best part of our marriage with Jesus, a wedding, just likeweddings we have in this life, are the promises made to each other. The promises made by Jesus to us, by us to Jesus. And the best part of our marriage, our relationship with Jesus, is the love we receive from Jesus and the love we give to God in Jesus and to others.
我们的天父知道我们与耶稣婚姻中最好的部位的是耶稣对我们做出的承诺，佢永远与我哋同在。我哋与耶稣婚姻中最好嘅部位，我哋与耶稣嘅关系系上帝接受嘅爱，我哋给上帝和给他人嘅爱。
We are all unworthy to receive the gifts of God given in our relationship with Jesus. As in the wedding story Jesus tells, God our Father brings judgment on those who ignore this gift, or those who take this gift for granted, or those who go against this gift.
我们都不配接受上帝赐予的礼物与耶稣的关系，就好像故事的婚礼这样，父神对那些忽视这些礼物的人会进行审判，谁违背了这份礼物呢？
Jesus is the one, after all, who gives his life, who suffers and dies for the worthy and the unworthy, the good and the bad, those who ignore him and those who attack him. Remember, Jesus tells this wedding story right before he is attacked. He suffers death on the cross. Jesus gives his life for our eternal life. He dies to take our sin and death and give to us his forgiveness and his eternal life.
耶稣献出了自己的生命，救赎了人类，包括好人、坏人、不是他的人和攻击他的人，而受苦和死亡。耶稣在十字架上面受死之前讲述了这个婚宴的故事。耶稣为我们的永生献出了生命，祂为我们的罪而死，祂的死是为了给我们祂的宽恕和永生。
We are unworthy then to join together with Jesus, but Jesus promises to be with us always anyway. And our marriage in Jesus in faith receives this love of Jesus.You know, all of this now helps us make sense of the end of Jesus' story today, or parable, from Matthew. During that party, the wedding party, The king sees someone without a wedding garment, someone who is wearing what he should not be wearing, and he's missing something. In the parable, the king throws out the person not wearing the wedding garments into judgment.
我们不配与耶稣联合，耶稣应许永远与我们同在。我们在信心上与耶稣的婚姻得到了耶稣的爱，所以这些都有助于理解我们今日的故事或者马太福音的比喻的结尾。宴会上，国王看到有人穿着婚纱，有人没有穿着衣服。
The Bible teaches us that we are actually clothed with Christ's righteousness. The book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, describes the heavenly party or wedding feast. Jesus in heaven says that in heaven, followers of Jesus wear white robes washed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. And the wedding garment then in our story today is the righteousness, is the salvation, the forgiveness of Jesus, what Jesus covers us with and covers our sin. God our Father, like the king in the story, sees us then through the covering, the righteousness, the salvation, the forgiveness of Jesus.
基督的义，启示录在圣经中显示出耶稣和天堂的最后一卷书。我们在天堂的耶稣追随者，穿着着耶稣用血洗过的羔羊白袍。这里的婚纱是耶稣的公义，救恩和饶恕。
There is much then to consider in our gospel reading today from Matthew, the wedding story that Jesus tells. For those of us who are married, the wedding story or parable of Jesus reminds us that marriages are in with and under Jesus. Our faithfulness to our spouses testifies, witnesses to the faithfulness of Jesus for us. And just as God our Father sees us through the forgiveness of Christ, we are to forgive our spouses and see them in the forgiveness of Christ.
在我们今天的阅读福音里面有很多事情需要考虑。 耶稣讲述的婚姻故事，对于我们这些结了婚的人来讲，耶稣的婚礼故事仍然提醒我们，我们的婚姻在耶稣基督里面，与耶稣基督在一起，在耶稣基督之下。我们对配偶信实见证了耶稣对我们的信实，正如我们与
But for all of us, whether we're married or not, our gospel reading is for us. It reminds us of the greatest wedding story, that all of us who believe and follow Jesus are joined with him like in a marriage of bride to groom, as the Bible says. You know, we often sing in church songs about the feast or the victory or the party that we have in God, the song about the marriage party, the wedding feast of heaven, as the Bible puts it. We look forward to that ultimate event. We'll see Jesus face to face and we'll enjoy that wedding party of heaven together with all believers.
对于我们所有人来讲，无论已婚或者未婚，我们的福音都会提醒我们最伟大的婚礼故事。 正如耶稣所讲，我们所有的相信并且跟随耶稣的人都给他结合，成为新娘到新郎。我们经常在教堂唱的敬拜歌，这是我们上帝得胜的呈现。这首歌是关于婚姻的宴会，天堂的婚礼呈现。我们期待着最终的事情是面对面地看到耶稣与我们和所有的信徒一起享受天堂的婚礼。
Every time that we come together in worship, when we come to the feast or the table here that Christ spreads before us, we get a feast of forgiveness. We get a sneak preview of the heavenly party. And I think our gospel reading reminds us today not to take this party, not to take our relationships with Jesus for granted. You know, as the Bible story shows, there are many excuses. There are many pressures. There are many cares and concerns that lead us away from Jesus. And just like every healthy marriage or relationship needs attention and love and togetherness, so our marriage, our relationship with Jesus, it needs care, dedication, and time. Many are called, Jesus says today. Few are chosen. Chosen, those who realize they're loved, who realize they're chosen by God, loved in Jesus.
每次我们聚会在一起的时候，敬拜的时候，我们来到基督宽恕的餐桌前，我们都以先睹为快地游览这个天堂的聚会。我认为我们今日的福音阅读提醒我们，不要把这个聚会当作是理所当然，不要把耶稣与的关系是当作是理所当然。有很多藉口，很多压力，很多忧虑和担忧，使我们远离耶稣。就好似每一段健康的婚姻都要需要关注和爱一样，我们的婚姻，我们与耶稣的关系也都要需要关怀和时间。正如耶稣所说，许多人被呼召，有很少人被拣选。被拣选的人，到那些意识到自己是上帝拣选的人，在耶稣里被爱。
Our gospel reading today is about a wedding party. Wedding parties are meant to be happy, right? They're meant to bring people together. And the Christian life is like that. We're realistic about sin and death, but the life with Jesus is meant to be a happy life, a life that brings people together, a life trusting that whatever happens, Jesus promises to be with us always. This kind of happiness, this kind of faithfulness, it tends to bring people together. And as Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is there.
我们的福音是关于婚礼的宴会，而婚礼宴会是为了快乐，把人们集中在一起。基督的生活虽然对罪和死亡是很现实的，但是是一种生活，幸福的生活。一生都相信无论发生什么事情，耶稣的应许永远与我们同在。这一种幸福和忠诚往往会把人们聚集在一起。凡有两或者三个人奉他的名聚集一起，耶稣就会在那里了。
This week, as the weather starts to turn colder, as winter seems nearer, as life confronts us with challenges, and you know it will, it's good to remember the wedding story of Jesus. like married couples who keep pictures of their wedding day for the rainy days, it's good to see Jesus being faithful to us unto death, faithful unto death and beyond, in sickness and in health.
嚟緊嘅天氣就嚟變動啦，咁冬天似乎係越嚟越近，向我哋嘅挑戰記住與耶穌嘅婚姻嘅故事，就好似已婚嘅夫婦喺雨天中保留著婚禮當日嘅照片一樣，睇到耶穌甚至死亡和超越疾病嘅健康。阿門。
阿門。